High pressure remains in control of our weather today, but as it moves further east, a warm and increasingly humid air mass will reside over the region. An upper-level disturbance over the mid-Atlantic states is throwing some mid- and high-level clouds far enough north to impact the region by hazing up the sunshine a bit today. And other than that film of high thin clouds, it'll remain mostly sunny and quite warm with highs in the low to mid-80s and heat indices approaching 90 degrees in spots when you factor in the humidity. As that upper-level disturbance to the south begins to move, it'll begin to shear out, and there may be enough lift to pop up a few scattered showers overnight, mainly south of the immediate capital district. Otherwise, we'll just see an increase in the clouds, with the low temperatures remaining quite mild and rather muggy, with temperatures only falling back to the mid and upper 60s overnight. A warm front will lift through tomorrow with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms before we slide into the warm sector tomorrow night, giving us a break in the action, at least until the cold front passes through the region on Wednesday, with a better chance for showers and thunderstorms. Severe weather doesn't look very likely at the moment, but with plenty of moisture in the atmosphere to work with, some of the showers and storms could contain some very heavy rain Tuesday and Wednesday. Most, if not all, of the rest of the week looks rather quiet weather-wise, with some sun and seasonable high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe storms over parts of the mid and upper Mississippi Valley. There's also a marginal risk of severe storms from the southern Rockies to the southern plains, northeast into the upper Great Lakes, a marginal risk of severe storms over parts of the southeast, and a marginal risk of severe storms over parts of the mid-Atlantic states. Strong to severe thunderstorms will occur this afternoon and evening from the southern Rockies and south central plains northeast into the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes. A few strong to severe storms also may occur over Florida and the mid-Atlantic states. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees on Sunday at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 38 degrees at Kalispell, Montana. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 80s, winds becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1886. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 47 set in 1961. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 6th. Sunrise was at 5:24 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:36 p.m. And for tomorrow, July 7th, deja vu. Sunrise at 5:24 a.m. and sunset at 8:36 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, humid, with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, humid, too, with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and muggy, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and humid, lows near 70. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some may contain heavy rain, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Again, some of those may contain heavy rainfall. Upper 70s and low 80s will do it for the temperatures on Wednesday. Thursday, partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid and upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the low to mid 80s. And Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with temperatures in the low and mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Katerina.